Thanks, CJ. It looks like it'll be a nice long open window to start harvest as Martin is calling for sunny, warm, and dry conditions.
Humidity values staying relatively low from now through the weekend. Farther to our south, our neighbors down there are going to be seeing humidity values creep up, but I don't think we get into that more humid air until we get into early this coming week.
Clearly, Martin doesn't see much in the way of moisture Monday through Friday next week, but he can't rule out a little bit of instability here and there, bringing about some pop-up showers.
Well, we're talking a few hundredths to a tenth, very, very minor. All activity, in my mind, is going to be to our west next week, across Lake Michigan and into Wisconsin. I just don't think we have much getting going here through the week, and that will allow for harvest to progress in a lot of areas. Good dry down, high evaporation rates.
In Martin's extended forecast, he's watching a big cluster of showers and thunderstorms build late next week to our west, over Minnesota, Iowa, and even back into the northern plains.
Eventually, that's going to break loose. I think we see it first bringing moisture into the western at UP, probably late Saturday night into early Sunday, the 22nd. But for the rest of us, I don't think we see big effects from this round of moisture until we get late Sunday, the 22nd, through Monday, the 23rd. We do expect some significant rains there. It will be enough to delay harvest a bit. But as dry as the ground is, as long as we get an inch and a half or less, it's going to soak right in and go away very, very quickly.
Head to MichiganAgToday.com or download the Michigan Ag Today app to find more Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast details from Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. The forecast is also brought to you by Greenstone Farm Credit Services. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.